for the redemption of the transgressions. Hebrews 9:15. Why Christ died, what kind of testament he is a mediator of, by Randy Pritz. Today's text, and for this cause he is the mediator of a new testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For this cause, verse 15. There are many today that do not see the need for Christ. All this business about death and resurrection, about blood and sacrifice, about mediation and high priest, it makes no sense to them. What use is any of this to the modern man, be he woke or be he enlightened? It always scares me when I hear of someone suddenly being woke or enlightened, especially with the youth, as if they have thought a thought no one has ever thought before, as if that thought is somehow superior to all the thoughts conceived before it. It is a snobbery that is saying, that was then and you were sleeping, this is now, this is in my eyes have been opened, I see things as they really are, and I'm the one in charge here. Behind every cult and false religion, there is this idea of wokeness. I myself have to be very careful in my own faith not to fall prey to this. My Lord and Savior commands me to be meek when it comes to this and humble. He exhorts me to remove the plank from my own eye before plucking the speck from another's. There is nothing meek and humble that can be said about today's secular form of wokeness. There is no allowance for contrary feedback. There's no allowance for contrary evidence. They simply shun the past, shun the establishment, shun the past attempts of righting this ship and the progress, though slight, that those efforts have produced. It is as if only they know what is best. It is up to them to do this for us. We best stand aside and let them do this, for only they, and them alone, are truly woke. By my estimation, this mindset meets the definition of conceit, not the mythical definition of being woke. Perhaps they're not old enough to have heard this, but there is no new thing under the sun. What they are calling wokeness has been used as mass mind control before. Oh, but they're so excited, they become so fanatical. Nothing else seems so real to them and so enlightening, and it seems to them that the stars and the universe have for the first time ever completely aligned. Such are the tricks and illusion the minds can perform in the hands of their controlling masters. You see, it's our compassion for others. That's the enticement. We're all wanting to do what is right and do unto others, do undo the wrongs and reverse them aright. You see, social activism and religion are not all that different, and as such, they both suffer from the same vulnerability. They're easy to be abused, easy to be misused, easy to be taken over by corruption. And I worry for today for our secular brethren. They are wanting to do right. They think that their eyes can now see what has to be done to indeed do right. But sadly, they are in too much of a hurry, in too much of a frenzy to do this right, despite their honorable intentions. What does this have to do with Christ's death and sacrifice, his blood and purging of conscience and dead works? Let me take a few moments now to explain it to you. For the redemption of transgressions, verse 15. Now, the terminology the two sides would use likely would be vastly different, but the bulk of what the two sides are attempting to rightly deal with comes down to this concept of transgression. Expressed here is the idea of violation. Violation man towards man, violation man towards society, violation society towards man. Violation, if you believe in him, towards God? I don't think that there's any question that this is what we are both talking about, be it cultural violation, racial violation, sexual violation, social violation, legal violation, religious violation, on and on and on and on. Are we agreed? The Christian would say that the problem here has to do with man's heart. It is the heart of man that makes him to violate. The secularist would lean towards it being the problem with, quote, the system. There needs to be a change in our moral and legal codes and institutions and mindsets. And the individual is the way he is because of the imperfections and corruptions of the system. What it might well come down to is whether you believe that the heart of man is essentially good and getting better, or that the heart of man is predominantly deceitful, though well-intending, and fallen. Let's explore this idea of system a short while. You know that the law of Moses was essentially a system. One would expect that it being handed down from God, it would amount to the perfect moral and legal system. That, however, is not God's full intention handing this system down. There's a curious idea brought up for us in Romans 4, verse 15. It says, because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there's no transgression. Meaning, if God had not handed down the law, there would be no knowledge of having made a transgression. This is a very difficult concept to grasp hold of. Transgression would always be transgression, whether one has knowledge of it or not. Take the man that unintentionally says something that everybody else but him in the room concludes is him being racist, him not being aware of how other people might receive his statement, how his statement might violate another person's racial identity. This man's not knowing does not change the fact that a violation towards another has been done. That is not what is meant here. There is no transgression. The thing is, though, that nothing positive can ever be done about this until the man is confronted with this and then knows what he has done. The second stage of this is where the meaning of this really gets interesting. Okay, so now the man knows the law or the expectation of things, and it's been made known to him. So what is he going to do with this knowledge from here on? Is he going to halt any further use of this, any further violation, or is he going to continue in spite or defiance of it? Now, the law of Moses covers a whole lot of different things, but we can, more times than not, correctly and accurately say and predict that the heart of man, even amongst the most religious and legalistic of men, is going to find a way to continue this, is going to do something in spite of or in defiance of it. In some cases, such as drugs and addiction, it can even be said that the man can no longer do anything else but this, even the times that he really wants to. So if the law of Moses, being a legal or moral system, was not able to obtain man's compliance, nor was that even the intention, what then is left to be said on the secular side of things about moral code, about law, and that being the source of mankind's corruption? Now let's talk a spell about the term redemption, which means ransom. How does one ransom themselves out of a hole that they've dug that they can't get back out of? How does one relate this topic to this topic involved about violations? I think about the man blindfolded against the city wall there, a Soviet firing squad lined up in front of him. And he is left there behind blindfold to wonder how it ever came to this. He was once an enlightened intellectual youth and became fanatical about the revolution. He did all that he could, even turned his bourgeois parents in and off to the gulag. He fought hard for the cause, fought consistently for the cause. He was fanatical about it. But later, after the cause began taking over and winning. Later, he found that the cause was now working against him. The young intellectual. He had become one of those so-called useful idiots. And that this new totalitarianism was nothing like the Marxist ideals he had been awakened to and fed on to believe. How did it all come to this? And now he wonders, how does he ransom himself back out? How does he justify this? How does he explain this? How does he go, you know, how does one go back to the way things were and clean the slate and do it better a second time? How shall he explain this to his parents tonight in heaven, if their glory be? Likewise, how does one explain their life of 82 years clawing and fighting against God, pursuing a much more righteous cause, at least in their own eyes, when, in fact, this is a violation? For that matter, how does one explain 30 years of violation, or 5 years, or one moment? I cannot explain nor talk my way out of this. I am but a hostage captive to a choice that I have made, a course that I took. The consequence now come to bear as I can only begin to see it. Who then, since it's not me, it's not going to be from me, this ransom, because I'm bankrupt. Who's going to ransom me from this dark, indebted hole? The law, then, has made me to see. Sadly, though, that same law provides no offer, permanent offer for redemption, not of the type that I will eternally need. The same truth holds true in a more down-to-earth secular sense. There are already more than enough laws. There's more laws than we can count. And there's a myriad of different political and economic and social systems. And they all fail from the lack and deception of one thing, the heart of man, the heart of both the individual man and the heart of their collective nations. Each generation will try on their own to climb their way out, and they will go about trying to fill the hole that they've just escaped from with some kind of up-to-date moral code and system. With each attempt, there's but a new hole being dug, or a hole being dug even deeper. And there's a consequence to digging each, and there's a payment past due for which we are only bankrupt, that is soon to be foreclosed on. If there's anything left for us to be awakened to and enlightened about, it should be this. This alone. This sobering fact. The law worketh wrath. Verse 15. How I wish it were not so. To be able to comply with it, with the law, would have been so much better for us, so much easier. But we're not capable of doing that. You don't believe that the law actually worketh wrath? Think of it this way. We tend to see the law in terms of the letter of the law, you know, black and white. Thou shalt not. Consider for a moment what the law would mean by the spirit of the law. What it was intended to present or show or identify within man that could be easily reside in him and easily be corrupting within him. The law Moses digs in very deep and is very detailed down to the minute and is intricate, overly so, most people would say. We tend to think of the law as being for the individual when in fact it was intended to be the law of the land for an entire nation called by God. The law delves into business and contractual agreements. Why? Because that is one of the places that corruption of man's deceptive heart has been known to be seen. It delves into familial and neighborly relations. Because a whole lot of our corruption and deception is known to be found there. It delves into ceremony and ritual for the very same reason. There's not an area of life that it doesn't delve into like a magnifying glass for those of a curious mind, a mind that's willing to see things for what they are and to look into and visually see. Look at the heart's behavior. Look how it acts, how it reacts, how it devises, and it proceeds. We tend to look at the law as being but 10 commandments, and when in fact, by some estimates, there are as many as 800, or as few as a conservative estimate of 632. Obviously, there's no way that for a man or a woman here on earth that they're going to be able to keep that many commandments. Just as obvious, though, should be the fact that even by the few that we do keep, try to keep, we do identify with, we do try to hold ourselves, we mostly fail at them. And before giving those up, we are more than likely to shrink them down to a more obtainable, personable size, or at least something down to the level we can try to justify ourselves and actions to. So, if we're incapable of doing the law, why then did God give it? And how then can he be mad? Could it be that we tell ourselves that we do the law and therein are justified when actually neither is the actual case? Could it be that in frustration that we've refused now and rebelled to even try to do this? Could it be that we hold ourselves above the law, that the law is beneath us, that the idea of there being such a law is offensive to our self and presumed good self nature? Could it be that, like the racist man, we don't care who might or might not be offended? We simply speak our minds and do what we do, and to hell with the other whiny little babies. If this is true, it would certainly give God cause to be angry. I'm getting angry for him just thinking about it. Comes back down, doesn't it, to that concept of transgression or violation. What constitutes a violation? The breaking of the law does not actually fully constitute a violation. It was a violation of something or somebody long before that. No, the law is there to make the violation known and the punishment of such enforceable. Thus, it can be said that, quote, the law worketh wrath. The mediator of the New Testament, verse 15. Mediator means go between. Testament in this case is speaking something like a legally binding last will and testament. It is how the wealth and interest of a deceased person's estate will be handled and distributed. In order for the will to be in effect, the person has to have died. In the first testament, there was no death involved by the testator. The blood of bulls and rams and goats was used temporarily to sidestep the need for that. The testator had not even been born as of yet when that first testament was distributed. In the second testament, the testator now has arrived in the flesh. He's lived forth in the flesh and he's died in the flesh. His will now is in effect for all the heirs called out to be inheriting. In this case, because he is the testator to us, the testator to us is dead, but in the presence of God, he's living. He is the firstborn from the dead and therefore qualifies also to become a rightful mediator. I know that this is using archaic and legalistic language, but there's something very important to be found here. What this means is that the testimony of Moses worketh under wrath. The testament of Christ works towards peace. Before the deceptive and corruptive heart of man can do anything toward the path of lasting and eternal ultimate good, it has to be brought into a state of peace with God. God then reaches in and changes the heart and the soul's rebellious condition. Oh, the secular man might give his all to try to change himself. The religious man might hold himself to, some form of this change. The simpleton might try to be as he is and pay no mind to either gentleman. Not one of these men, however, without Christ, is able to, on their own, make this much-needed change in themselves. You see, the peace comes from the purging by blood. Both the dead works past and so too the scarred up and dirty moral conscience. The peace also comes from the remission, which means pardon or forgiveness or deliverance. The remission by the very same blood shed for us by Christ Jesus. One cannot get from here in God's wrath to there in God's peace without the blood and the mediation. But once this is done, there is a wealth of other tools and giftings there to be inherited. And for this cause, where we started off earlier today. Hopefully this helps explain why Christ died and what kind of testament He is the mediator of. In a world filled with so much corruption, a generation where certain juveniles believe themselves to have awakened from all this miraculously, a world where there have been so many laws and ideologies and full-scale systems, past, present, future, it's good to know that all of this is not without divine reason. It is sad that the heart of man rebels in order to be like this. The outcome will always be the same. But the heart of man can be assured of the hope that is found in Christ Jesus, that the way of salvation and redemption and remission and sanctification and regeneration has been laid. And this thankfully brought about forevermore by the precious blood of Christ Jesus.